Hey guys, and welcome one and all to another episode of Telecast PH, the Telework PH Outsourcing Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the benefits of outsourcing, positive mindset, some business advice, and the many, many ways outsourcing some of the non-core aspects of your business can help you scale up quicker, and at the same time, you'll be helping our mission to make an impact on poverty in the rural areas of the Philippines. I'm BizDev Jeff, your host. Thank you for joining, and a sincere thank you, as always, to all of you who have been listening and have subscribed to the podcast and the YouTube channel and who have been following my content on LinkedIn. Now, if you want to find out more about Telework PH and what we do and what we're all about and how we can help your business, all you got to do is hop on over to www.telework.ph.com, or you can catch me on LinkedIn. Just search BizDev Jeff Thompson or the hashtag BizDev Jeff. So this week, we have been talking about five ways to build brand loyalty with customer support. And we are at tip number three, and my personal favorite, follow-ups and that personal touch. Now, when it comes to customer support, metrics can sometimes work against the support agent, especially with the more difficult cases or more difficult customers. Some support cases take more time to resolve than others. And also, some customers do require more attention than others. Now, many companies and businesses place a time limit metric on their support calls. This can be an effective way to rate the performance of the agent and their ability to make quick resolutions. Also, if you see that calls are consistently going over that time frame, then it may tell you that some of the support processes need to be examined to determine if there are larger issues. Issues like an accessible knowledge base or the ability to access customer information quicker. Another metric that some have implemented is how long a case remains open. Now, of course, when we look at the bottom line, we don't want to see a large amount of open support tickets without resolution. But if a company is placing more importance on closing cases quickly and shorter calls rather than actually taking the time to make sure the issue is fully resolved, then maybe the support ticket processes need to be re-engineered. Focusing on closing cases rather than resolutions can have a huge impact on brand loyalty. Now, those that follow my articles and my podcast should know by now that I am a huge, huge advocate of personal follow-ups when it comes to customer support. Follow-ups on support cases can make the difference between brand loyalty and a customer just leaving for good. A personal follow-up from the support agent shows the customer that your company is willing to go to any lengths to make sure that they are satisfied. Now, in sales, we know how important the follow-up is. Without the follow-up and persistence, the sale might not take place. Without proper follow-ups with customer support, the customer relationship could seriously be damaged, sometimes irreparably, and the customer is gone for good, right over to your competitor and taking all of their friends with them. So when it comes to closing cases, don't be in such a hurry to close a case unless you are certain the issue is resolved. And the only way to be certain is to ask the customer through follow-ups. Have a follow-up plan, a policy of follow-ups after the resolution to the issue has been reached, even to the customers who don't reply. When you are ready to close the case, let them know you are closing the case. Give them an opportunity to give some pushback if they aren't fully satisfied with the resolution. And also, you want to give them plenty of time to respond. Keep in mind that people are busy. They may not always have time to answer an email or even the phone. It could be the weekend or after hours. They could be out sick or taking a vacation day with the kids. There are a million reasons why a customer may not reply to the first or even second follow-up, but you still want to make sure that they know and feel that they are important to your brand. I always say be a little persistent and humble. After the first follow-up, wait 3 days. Give them time to open and read their emails. Also, this gives them time to live with the resolution. So if it's an application and you've given them a resolution, you fixed it, they might not have had a chance to use it yet. So you need to give them time to be able to live with the resolution. Now, if after 3 days there's still no reply, shoot out another follow-up. And another after 5 days. 3 follow-ups in total. The goal of these follow-ups is to ask the customer if you can just go ahead and close the case. Let them tell you all is well and the case can be closed. And then, and only then, should you send out the CSAT email. That's the survey you ask them to fill out to let you know how their experience was with support. Now, one question might be when to start with follow-ups. Now, the follow-up process in the BizDev Jeff's ultimate follow-up plan begins right after the first call or chat. The first thing I do is ask the customer, how do you prefer I contact you with a resolution? Sometimes it's email, sometimes it's phone. In any case, I go ahead and get their email address anyway. Then as soon as the call or the chat would end, I would shoot them out an email. It would go something like this. Hey, customer. Thanks for reaching out by phone today. Or chat. It was great connecting. Unfortunately, I wish it were under different circumstances. This is definitely not the experience we want you to have. Now, I'm going to personally monitor this case and keep you updated every step of the way. If you feel I'm taking too long to get back to you, go ahead and reply to this email, and I can give you a quick call right away. Let me know if you have any other questions, and you can open up the conversation here. Talk soon. Cheers. Jeff. Now, here I've let them know, hey, I'm on it. Also, I've given them an easy way to ask their questions directly to someone who's already familiar with their case and issue, rather than having them to call back, possibly get queued, and have to explain everything again to another agent. So how about follow-ups when the resolution to the issue has not yet been reached? Now, this is an interesting one, and there's been some debate about it. If the resolution hasn't been reached, what should I tell them? What should I tell the customer? You tell them just that, because you never, ever, ever keep the customer in the dark, ever. This is worse than the original issue or even one that can't be fixed. Some agents may shy away from the follow-up to let the customer know they're still working on the issue and that there hasn't been a resolution yet, but it has to be done. And yes, the customer may be frustrated and even angry, but in the long run, they will appreciate it more than not having any contact at all. Waiting is the worst. I've been there. Not hearing anything at all only makes the customer feel unimportant and abandoned. Also, it'll give them time to start looking for other products or services. Now, one powerful follow-up that I've used in cases where the customer was upset and frustrated is if I know they are waiting for an answer that I don't have yet, I'll go ahead and give them a quick call. Hey, customer, Jeff here. Hey, listen, I don't have an answer or resolution yet, but I'm about to step out for lunch. But I have my phone with me in case development or payment processing or whatever other department tries to get a hold of me. Then I'll let you know right away. This follow-up they were not expecting, and it normally blows them away. Now, the goal here wasn't just to calm them down and help alleviate their frustrations for this particular issue. It also sets their expectations if there should be future problems. They will know that we will take care of it, and the next time they need to call support, hopefully there won't be a next time, then they will have a better sense of security and, moreover, less frustration. And this can lead to brand loyalty. Now, another question when it comes to follow-ups and working on support cases is how personal should the agent actually get with the follow-up? And it's an interesting question, one that I've thought about extensively. Of course, I always discourage exchanging any kind of social media accounts or personal contact info with a customer. That's a huge no-no. I'd actually made that mistake before giving a customer my work email. It became a nightmare. They began emailing me directly and skipping the support queue altogether, thinking I was going to be their personal support person, putting them ahead of everybody else. Even in the largest companies, many of the customers who call or email support frequently can and will develop a good relationship with certain support agents. It's bound to happen. But the goal is to have all of the support agents at the same level of care they are giving. If one is giving better care than others and they develop a more personal relationship with the customer, that customer may call and only want to deal with that specific agent. This can be both beneficial and damaging, so it's really a judgment call. If the customer will only deal with one specific agent, what'll happen if that agent decides to move on and go somewhere else? So I've always discouraged letting a customer call and ask for a specific agent. I'd like to have any agent be able to pick up any customer and help them out. Now, that is unless it's about an already ongoing case that the agent in question is up to speed on. But there again, cases should be detailed enough so any agent can pick up the phone and take care of the customer. When I say personal touch, what I'm talking about is discarding the templates and the macros, or at least only using them as a guide. If a customer gets the same template follow-up with just a different support agent's name attached, then it may make the customer feel unimportant to your brand. I mean, not everyone understands how support works. Templates are great in some instances, yes. They can increase productivity and customer support, but when it comes to follow-ups and brand loyalty, a personal touch can go a long way. So, yes, I cannot stress enough how important follow-ups are to keeping customers happy. And what I have explained here may take a little more of the support agent's time and effort, but the customers deserve the best possible care. If you find that support is queuing and follow-ups become tedious and impossible with the influx of new cases, or you find the caseload of the agents becomes overwhelming, then simply add more agents. You need to keep in mind that customer support can be almost as crucial as the core aspects of your company. Customer retention and brand loyalty isn't always how well it works when things go right. It can truly depend on how you handle things when they go wrong. And that will wrap it up for this installment of Telecast PH. I've been BizDev Jeff. Thank you so much for listening. And remember to check back tomorrow for the fourth tip in the series. And of course, if you want to find out more about Telework PH, just hop on over to www.teleworkph.com or hit me up on LinkedIn. Just search BizDev Jeff Thompson. And if you like the podcast, please like and subscribe. And if you're on the YouTube channel, hit that notification bell so that you'll be notified when I put out new content. And of course, I'm always looking for great feedback. And remember, one random act of kindness can move mountains. Take care, everyone. Be safe. This is BizDev Jeff, signing off.